across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Israeli forces continuing to fight to repel Hamas militants a day after an unprecedented attack began with a barrage of rockets from Gaza. Thousands of rockets were fired into southern and central Israel, backing up the movement of militants into southern Israel. Hamas gunmen rolled into as many as 22 locations outside the Gaza Strip, killing at least 250 people, including 26 soldiers, and taking hostages. Emily Schrader lives in Tel Aviv and condemned the attack's civilian toll.
There really is no excuse for targeting civilians in the way that we've seen today, gunning down people at bus stops and pulling people out of their cars and attacking a music festival. That has nothing to do with helping to establish a successful Palestinian state.
Israel has conducted retaliatory strikes in Gaza, hitting more than 400 targets, according to its military. At least 250 people reported dead in Gaza, according to Palestine officials. This is ABC News. A group of treasure hunters suing the FBI, saying the government's covering up information about a possible trove of Civil War gold. ABC's Brian Clark says they're getting support from a potential witness.
The FBI says the 2018 dig in rural Dents Run, Pennsylvania, turned up empty. But Eric McCarthy, a guide who saw teams at work, says there was something happening early one morning.
There was different noises, vehicles, machinery. Sounds of steel.
Later, he spotted a convoy of armored cars.
One of the armored cars looked to be riding way, way, way lower than the other two. It was almost like one was completely full of something and the other two didn't have anything in it.
The FBI says it did not use armored cars in this search. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Still no Powerball winner. Saturday night's drawing coming up empty, marking the 34th consecutive drawing without a jackpot winner. That means Monday's drawing expected to be worth an estimated $1.55 billion. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the second hour of Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight. Rocker Jimmy K. and Terry Barr hanging out with you. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Shop on or find them online at weikert-lakepoint.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Let's kick off the 7 o'clock hour with a double dip of Marston. Tune it out. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Thank you.
local music. That's a double dip of Marston from
his
new album.
Fine double dip, that was.
Running in the Dark, title track, Tune It Out before that. You know, Marston, he's also in Four Aspirin Morning. And in November 11th, Mustard Plug is coming to the High Noon Saloon with Something to Do, Mescalis, and 4 a.m., who's doing a reunion show for that day.
Oh, my goodness.
For Aspirin Morning. By the way, I won't be here November 11th.
I was wondering where this was going. Uh-huh.
But Marston is also the guitarist in 4 Aspirin Morning as well.
Very cool. That's going to be a fun show for you.
It's horns and ska.
Oh.
Mustard Plug is great, too.
I'm going to have to look them up. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, broadcasting around the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be sure to get the app on your phone. Rocker, if you don't have the app on your phone,
you're missing out.
You are missing out, Jimmy, but you can always find it, maxincradio.com. Let me just let you know what you'll be missing, Jimmy, on the 11th of November. Blame It on Kane. They are going to be right here, live in the lair.
Nope. Na, 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 na.
That's great. I know they were supposed to come in on, so they're rescheduled for the 11th.
Well, you'll just have to rethink
plans. You're just going to have to listen later. Too bad for you.
Yeah, I'll be able to listen.
Uh-huh. They're, whatever.
Jimmy, they're actually...
Whatever.
I'll take that back. You know what? They're in here for... They're in an interview, so you're lucky.
Oh, they're not playing live. Okay.
That's going to be the Feastette. That's right. It's going to be jazz with Helen Feast and her jazz combo.
Oh, that'll be fun.
And then on the 18th of November, Jimmy, Amelia Ford... She'll be in here in the lair.
Looking forward to that.
Yes, I know you are. You have been for a long time.
Are you ready for this one? On the 25th of November, we're going to have Tani Diakite.
Oh, wow.
And the Afrofunk All-Stars.
Wow. Uh-huh.
And then Corey Hart. We're just lining them up. There are some killer bands. But let's get to tonight. Women of Lockerbie, Madison College is putting it on. And Karen and Drana, they're going to be here telling us all about it. And then Live in the Lair, Ryan McGrath Band. They are set up, drum set, full band tonight.
They're a bunch of goofs. I like them already.
Full band tonight. Ryan is getting himself in trouble over here.
Mm.
Yeah.
And he's tearing the place up.
Mm.
The lawyers in the back office are getting a little cranky with
Ryan.
Why
does that not surprise me?
It doesn't surprise me at all.
Mm-mm,
it's Ryan McGrath. We love him. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Give us a call in the Civic Media app. We'll play some Blame It on Kane. Terry Barr, you have bar notes coming up.
I actually do.
All right. We'll get through. Mm-hmm. We'll get the band sound checked, then we'll do some bar notes. And we'll talk about the play at the Mitby Theater, Women of Lockerbie. How about some brand new Cat and Hurricane right now on Max Inc. Radio?
I can handle it myself. Too far gone to reverse.
found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
They were in the Devil's Lair last week, and you get that podcast right now at maxincradio.com. We're going to have a chat about Women of Lochrabree, a play happening at the Mitby Theater October 13th through the 22nd. In just a couple of minutes right now, Dana Perry.
We gotta touch ourselves so we can touch the world. That's what it takes, but moving on is hard. So let me cry it out alone, 'cause when it happened I was alone. Shut my eyes to everything but the pain. I gotta listen with a wide open heart, 'cause I tell myself this is just a moment, just a story. 'Cause everything is moving and the Reaper's train is always right on time. But there's so much shouting, I'm just a person. How does anybody do it? Show me what I wanna see. Show me how it starts and ends with me. As I tell myself, this is just a moment, just a story. Cause everything is moving and the Reaper's train is always right on time. There's so much shouting, I'm just a person. How does anybody do this? If I can't pause the movie, maybe I can direct the scene.
Were you expecting there to be slow decay? Walking straight into a bright light as the final music fades. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around.
Mascot Theory and Fast Car Getaway on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Love the Mascot Theory. You know, Flannel Fest is coming soon, Terry.
Oh, my gosh, it is.
Let me turn my microphone. Sorry about that.
It is. I believe it's always the second weekend of November.
So they got a show here in Madison, mm-hmm. and they got a show up in Appleton.
Appleton, yes.
That's going to be
a great live venue in Appleton.
It's a great cause, too, for the Wisconsin Keep Wisconsin Warm, Cool Fun.
Exactly. And the Jayhawks are headlining this year.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, they've got a couple of really great local regional bands and then bringing in the Jayhawks. Wow.
Heard some Dana Perry before that. Of course, she's making all kinds of noise over at Cargo Coffee here in Madison.
She's so great.
Yeah, they have such great music at Cargo. Really good place. So thanks for all the help there. Of course, After August before that, they were in the Lair last week.
They were so much fun.
They were. Good time. You get that podcast right now at maxincradio.com. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about a play that's happening at Madison College at the Mitfee Theater, October 13th through the 22nd. It's called Women of Lockerbie. That's coming up next on Max Inc. Radio.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street, and online at fullmilebeercompany.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh, Saturday night. Broadcasting local music statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text in the Civic Media app. I'd like to know what you're up to tonight, Rocker.
Jimmy, I know what I'm up to. We're doing live radio.
You're running around here.
The Women of Lockerbie. It's a play opening at Madison College's Mitfee Theater on October 13th, and it runs through the 22nd. Inspired by a true story, a grieving mother roams the hills of Lockerbie, Scotland after the bombing and crash of Pan Am Flight 103. She meets the Women of Lockerbie, who are fighting the U.S. government to obtain the clothing of the victims so they might return them to the victims' families. So here to tell us all about the Women of Lockerbie and the theater group that will perform is Karen Sari and Drana Goldsby. Karen, Drana, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, we're so happy to have you here. I am so interested in this as a former news person. Let's kind of start, though, here with telling us about yourselves and then your roles with the theater group. And let's talk about the play a little bit. But let's start with Karen. Yeah, why don't you jump in first?
So my name is Karen Sari, and I am producing the show, and I am a full-time faculty in the Communication and Performing Arts program at Madison College.
Beautiful. Your turn.
My name is Drana Goldsby. I am a student at Madison College. I started last year. I am currently enrolled in the
Stage and Entertainment
Certificate. I keep saying Theater Design and Technology for some reason. Yeah. But I did most of my schooling last year, and then this year I just have one credit, and then I complete it.
What's your dream? What do you want to do after that?
I want to work more with local theater shows, but ultimately I want to jump on the wagon and do a traveling show.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow.
To be young.
So now, Karen, you're the producer of this play, and Drana, you are...
I am the assistant director.
Wow. That's pretty cool. So I was wondering, we've heard of Lockerbie and the terrorist action and stuff, but this is a little different. Why was the Women of Lockerbie chosen as by your theater group? Why are you doing it?
So this is a great question. So our director, Alan Ebert, who is the executive director at Children's Theater of Madison, he brought the play to the college before I was in this role, but a little more than a year ago. And his thought was that this play really presents some great opportunities for students to learn, especially on the technical side. And so we do have quite a few community actors working in the cast. We have a couple of students too. But from a technical standpoint, there are some really interesting challenges with this show. It also deals with some pretty heavy topics. Mm-hmm. And so how we manage that process and how we communicate with the audience and tell that story in a powerful way was a good learning opportunity we thought for our students.
Incredible. Yeah. How do you relate then to the characters you're having everybody bring to life on the stage? How does that work?
I would say because we have mostly... I'd say people in their 30s as our cast, but we do have one classmate that's in her early 20s that's a student. And I think specifically with the Women of Lockerbie, it can show the range in community and how the devastation and destruction of the plane crash, how it affected the whole community.
Yeah.
That plane crash affected the whole world,
really did.
At the time. And, you know, it happened so long ago. What, it's been 35, 40 years or something like that?
1988 is when the crash happened.
Wow.
I was just a kid. I remember seeing it on the news. How are you bridging the generation gap with the younger people that are going to school now with this history and this news story related to the play?
Yeah, to learn about it, first of all, and then present it to everybody else.
Oh, sure. Well, I think especially with everything that has happened in the world and here locally in the last, 3 to 5 years, it really gave us an opportunity to show how trauma is something that too many of us share in common.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, traumatic experiences can happen to someone who is in their 50s, in their 30s. And so I think we've all experienced something. We experienced a pandemic and so much other strife going on in the world that I think that really is the common bond or connector here.
Did you have to have anyone who's involved in it read about it or watch video about it to just kind of take it in to really understand what this was about? Rather than, this is just a play. This didn't happen.
Right,
this
of course.
This is real.
Yeah. I would say a lot of our actors did so much independent research, not only of the crash, but of the community There are documentaries with the actual women of Lockerbie who did wash the clothes. And I know personally, I had to read the script over 1,000 times to even understand what's in the actual script. Because I think we tell we have a bigger picture idea, a bigger story in the script that you could get to dive into how the tragedy affected.
Now, without going, without giving anything away, I'm just like wondering, what were they fighting the U.S. government about? Like, why was the U.S. government fighting people giving their clothes back?
So the government had regulations to which the victims' clothing were in item bags, and they weren't able to open them or expose them. And after, I don't know if it's specifically 7 years, but after some amount of time, they had decided that it just needed to be destroyed, burned. And the women just wanted to wash them, but it was a struggle.
Oh, wow. That's just really sad, actually.
Did they eventually got the clothes, or were they lost?
They eventually got the clothes.
You have to go to the play, Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy.
go see the play, though.
Did I just kill the ending of the play?
Oh, my God. Rocker was trying to be not so at all. Careful.
No, not at all, because it really is still just, it's a beautiful story about how this group of women turned an act of hate into an act of love.
Yeah.
It's really something. And the story itself, everybody will learn something from it.
Oh,
one
I
of
bet.
The things that struck me about reading the play the first time I ever read it was, I remember hearing about the crash as a kid.
Yeah.
I never thought about what that physically did to the town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the people there. There were 11 people who lived there who died. And just the physical things that happened that are described in the play.
And that's so interesting you say that, because I'm trying to remember, and you probably have that same picture in your head from the news coverage. It was always the same. And then you never got that other part. So that has been missing for many of us all this time. So here we go. Wow.
So tell us about, first of all, opening night is happening October 13th. You have to have some butterflies in your stomach. Are you all ready for this?
I'd say we are. I've seen the story, obviously, from beginning to end, from where we started. And I think each and every single one of the actors deeply understands the story that their specific character is telling. And I think it's going to come together beautifully.
What goes into the prep and like the before the show, getting the stage ready, or just setting your mind where it needs to be?
Right, of course. I would say before after we had casted, we had a table work. We all sat around and we had taken some time to look into the script and see what characteristics or what themes and where the character's story was going and how they had interpreted that.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything special for opening night planned for the crowd?
I'm going to give this to you about the gallery.
Yeah. So we have, make sure that when you come to the show, when you come to the show, allow yourself some time. So our Friday and Saturday shows start at 7:30 PM. Our Sunday matinees start at 2:00. Allow yourself time because, we have a timeline.
Oh, wow.
So as you enter the theater, right before you enter the theater, we have a hallway set up with a sort of timeline of events that will tell you the background information of how what happened to get to that action that day, and then what is still happening. It takes up a whole hallway of just these bullet points and headlines from the last almost 30 years.
I can only imagine that's really powerful and really emotional to see something like that, especially if you know the story, behind the crash. Mm-hmm. I can see that
you guys
being
have
really
gone above and beyond then to make this a very educational, informational play too, with everything outside of it as well. So thanks. Wow.
Women of Lockerbie, it's a play opening at the Madison College Mimpy Theater. October 13th. It runs through the 22nd. If people wanted to get tickets, more information, how do we do that?
They can go to madisoncollege.edu/Lockerbie. And this is the Madison College Performing Arts group presenting Women of Lockerbie, directed by Alan Ebert and by Deborah Brevart.
Awesome.
So good.
Thank you so much for coming in and sharing this information with you.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations, too. I mean, this is. I want to go.
I do, too.
Yeah. Grab Mrs. K, and we we should go. We could have a good night. Mm-hmm. Someone told me that someone was a Little Red Wolf fan here.
That's me.
Yay!
That's me.
Oh, that's amazing.
Nice. Are you familiar with their new album?
No, I've been wanting to listen to it.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
So I got two things.
Oh, boy.
First, find the new album. It's really good. It came out about a year ago.
Yeah, we'll do. And we had them on.
And make sure you give virtual hugs to Megan and all the band and everything.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, search Max Inc. Radio for a podcast when they came into the lair to play live.
And it was about a year.
Yeah, it was about a year ago.
It was terrific.
I was really following their Instagram posts. I know some of the girls.
Yes.
So, they're just fantastic.
All right. Well, we're going to play a song for you. Thank you for coming in. Appreciate
you.
Thank you so much.
The Middle on Max Inc. Radio.
Do you love me when I'm angry, when I'm ugly, when I'm crying, 'cause I'm lonely, and you're right there? Do you remember why you chose me when you met me in my 20s?
You got that power to make a grown man cry.
That's brand new Sam Lyons and Power on Max Inc. on Civic Media. 844-967-2789. Give us a call and tell us what you're up to. We got Ryan McGrath Band live in the lair in just a couple of minutes. Got some Luke McGovern just around the corner. Nick Moss, too, right now. It's brand new work. It's called Embers on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Raincoat and galoshes on. Clock ticks, but the hands don't move. Waiting for the bomb to drop. I stoke the fire. Recall a tune. Its coils around my head, a snake with tail untold, swallowing my memories and knowledge that I'd had before. Clockwise, unpinned verses, invisible eyes.
are flowing up like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me. Jacuru Devan, nothing's gonna change my world. 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 Of broken light, which dance before me like a million eyes. They call me on and on across the universe. Thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe.
Tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and over?
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people. Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Mark Rem.